Let's talk today about rinse and repeat, or rather the myth of rinse and repeat. Because I believe that there's no such thing in launching, and I believe that it keeps a lot of entrepreneurs stuck because they're not willing to go out and get started. They're not willing to go out and give it a try, give it a go. Because they have this illusion that those of us who are a little further along in the game have it easy. The number of times in my world that I have heard in the last 2 weeks, but it's easy for you because you have a defined sacral. It's easy for you because you're a manifesting generator. It's easy for you because your systems are all in place. It's easy for you because it's rinse and repeat. There's no such thing as rinse and repeat. So I'm going to unpack for you exactly the pieces of your launch that can be rinse and repeat, and exactly why you will never have a rinse and repeat system in place. I'm Vicki Dixon. I am a 2-4 emotional manifesting generator and a quad right in human design. I have built 5 different multi-6-figure businesses across 5 different industries. I know what I'm doing in business. There may be a lot of other things in my life that I could do a little better, but business, I'm pretty good with. And I want to bring you on this journey through a launch and what actually takes place so that you don't set yourself up for failure before you even get started. So before we get into the whole rinse and repeat fallacy that exists online, I'd like to talk about launching in general and why it is probably the biggest thing you will ever do to build your business. Whenever I'm dealing with entrepreneurs and they talk about launching like it's optional, I kind of give them this deer in the headlights look. There are many different ways that you could launch your offer or offers, but launch them you must. It's also a little bit kind of wonky to me when people act like it's an option to not make money in their businesses. This always astounds me because I think, wow, I didn't know that it was optional. I didn't know that I could just say, yeah, I'm just not going to make any money in my business this month, this quarter, this year. That doesn't make any sense to me. Our businesses are our jobs. It's how we make money. It's how we have our impact in the world. It's how we serve our purpose. Part of how we serve our purpose. And the only way to stay sustainable in business is to make money. And I would argue that the best way to do that is to launch offers. Now, does launching mean that you have to do a live 3-day masterclass event like I do? Or you have to do a challenge event like you've seen fitness or health people do? Or you have to do webinars on repeat, weekly webinar, monthly webinar, whatever it is? No, you can launch any way you want, but launch you must. So what I would really strongly invite you to do is to choose a launch mechanism that works for you and test it. Try it out. In human design, we say that business is third line. And what is third line? It's bumping around and having life bump you around. It's getting it wrong as often as you get it right. It's learning from your mistakes. Whenever someone asks me in the membership, Vicki, should I do this or should I do that? My answer is always both and. It's never this or that. It's both and. So try both. Test them both. So with a launch mechanism, choose one. You don't have to be married to it. You don't have to do it forever. You don't ever have to do it again if it doesn't work. But if it works, then you probably want to stick with that launch mechanism. There's a reason that I continue to offer 3-day masterclass series for the Content by Design launch, because it works very, very well for me and it's scaling. And let's just buzz that myth while we're at it too. Scaling isn't something that happens like you go from 0 to 100,000 for most people. Could it happen? Absolutely, it could happen. Is it likely to happen? Absolutely not. It's not likely to happen. Because there's a lot of other stuff you're doing energetically as you scale your business and as you go through launch after launch after launch. Launching builds your business, builds your email list, builds you. There are times in every launch where I am practically brought to my knees. And I know it's going to happen. I know there's energetic work in every single launch for me to do. Because the me who launched the first time I launched CBD, it was a beta launch, it was $4,000. The me who launched that version is not the me that I am today who's in this launch. And you're not going to be the same in each and every subsequent launch either, because launching builds your business and it builds you. It's personal growth wrapped up in a little bit of torture, to be honest with you. So rinse and repeat. Is it even a thing? I'm doing something really cool in the Design to Profit membership. I think it's really cool, but also people are responding really well to it because nobody ever shows us behind the scenes all of the nitty-gritty things that go with a launch. So in this launch, I thought, you know what? I'm going to take members with me every single step of the way. So I created a guide in the group, and every time I touch any piece of my launch, I do something in that guide for the members of Design to Profit. I'm bringing them with me. And one of the things that I did, I was saying that we were reworking, I don't know, something in the launch, some of the many, many things we have reworked this launch. And one of the members came along and she said, but wait, I thought it was rinse and repeat. I thought that once you got everything set up, you just rinsed and repeated. And I was like, that's so good that you think that. And that is so crazy that you think that. Because there's no such thing as rinse and repeat every piece of your launch. And if anyone is telling you that, I think they're full of shit. Even people with huge launches and huge teams spend a lot of their time working towards their next launch. So yes, I have a framework for this launch that I am following. Yes, I know that a 3-day masterclass series works best or works really well for my Content by Design experience. Yes, I have most of the systems in place, but for this launch, I have a brand new website. So we had to make sure, the web designer and I, we had to make sure, okay, what are all of the pieces that we need for the masterclass series and make sure that they're there. I'm not reusing all of my emails. Some people do, and you certainly can. I love to write, and I'm responding as a manifesting generator. That's why I love my membership so much, because I get to respond all the time in real time. So I'm going to be rewriting those emails, but I'm going to look at the emails that I wrote before for kind of the lay of the land as I go through. For me, I'm always in response in my social media. So with this launch, I have a Facebook group, which I had to create a new Facebook group. I had to name the new Facebook group. I had to make a new cover for the Facebook group. I have to do the engaging posts in the Facebook group, all of the things. So that's not rinsing and repeating from the last time. Yes, I know it has to be done. And yes, it's on a list of things that need to be repeated, but it's not just magically in the background repeating itself. It's me or one of my team members actually doing the work. Is that making sense so far? So in the Facebook group, I am going to be in there live engaging. I'm a fourth line profile. You bet your bottom dollar I'm going to be there engaging with my community. And I am going to be creating for that Facebook group in response as a generator type in my human design. So that's not being rinsed and repeated. That's me live in the room with people. We had an issue. So the Facebook ads have to be set up each and every time you launch. That's always going to be different than the last time because Facebook, Meta, is always changing things. It's always changing things just to keep us on our toes. So you're going to be in there, or someone on your team is going to be in there creating new ads, which you're going to have to create new copy for and new video for and new photos for. Of course, you can use B-roll that's on your phone, but you're not using the things from the last time that you did this. You're recreating these things. Again, you have your checklist. We have a launch roadmap, and that's what the members in Design to Profit are getting. They're getting this whole roadmap that they can then plug and play whatever pieces they need or want in their own launches. Because I do my launch my way. 2-4 emotional manigen quadrite, a 1-3 generator, a 2-5 projector, a 3-5 reflector. Everyone is going to do their launch differently. And that's the gift of using your human design. But there are certain things that absolutely have to be done in a launch. So back to the meta ads. We set up the meta ads, and then you're always watching your dashboard, your meta dashboard, so that you can see what's happening. Like, is the traffic, am I getting enough traffic? Does the ad need to change? Is the landing page getting lots of traffic and not converting? Is something else happening behind the scenes that I need to know about? You want to be keeping a really close eye on your ads. This time for me, we've tweaked the landing page for the free series a lot because I was having issues with my conversion rate between the ads and the landing page. So we've tweaked that actually quite a bit. That's not something that I am just reusing from the last launch and going for. So the point of this whole thing is that rinse and repeat is a fantasy that you've been sold about launching. And in my opinion, launching in your business is not optional if you want to grow your business. You don't have to launch like I do. You don't have to launch like Harmozy does. You get to launch your way. But for the love of God, launch something. Put something out there. The difference between successful entrepreneurs and those who are sitting on the sidelines bemoaning the fact that they're not making any money in their businesses year after year after year is that successful entrepreneurs are putting offers out there. And that's all launching is. It's putting offers out for people to buy. You can do that on social media. You can do that in your email system. You can do that in a 3-day masterclass or a webinar or a workshop or a challenge. But somehow you got to get the word out about your offer. And how you make it a little more rinse and repeat is that you create a system in your business. It could be as simple as a Trello board going through every single piece that you had to get in place. It could be a Google Doc. It could be whatever you want it to be, an Excel spreadsheet, so that you know the next time you can tick off the things or you can divide them up better yet even. You have a team the next time you launch and you can divide those things up between team members and yourself. Who's going to do what? But there are things that are going to have to be done fresh each and every launch. So if you've been sitting on the sidelines and you've been thinking, my God, it's so much. I don't know how I would ever start. I can't get all those pieces in place. How am I going to get that set up for the rest of time in my business? Take a nice big deep breath. Just start. Just start. You can absolutely make it simple for yourself. You can do a 10-step process to get yourself started. You can follow along on someone else's launch that you admire. You can come into the Design to Profit membership and get behind the scenes of my launch and my eyes on your launch. There are many ways that you can do this. But the main thing is you got to get your offer out there. And please stop fantasizing that it's going to be easy the next time. Because it is never going to be easy. There's always going to be work for you to do. And that's the gift in having a business. That's the gift in being an entrepreneur, is that you are always doing the inner work that it takes to hold your business. To hold the growth of your business takes growth of yourself. I'm going to pop a link in the show notes for you. It's an invitation to my free 3-day masterclass, Speak to Sell. And in that, I'm walking you through how to leverage your human design to create the kind of content that brings people into your launches and into your offers without breaking your life. You don't feel like you have to be a slave to the algorithm. You don't feel like you have to be online 24/7. You don't have to keep buying $37 templates or shitty ChatGPT prompts. You actually know how to mine the message that's on your soul and say it in a way that draws your exact SoulFit client to you. That's what we're doing for 3 days. It is the launch of Content by Design. It is not a sales fest. You can talk to anybody who's been at one of my 3-day events, and I don't even sell Content by Design on this masterclass series. So you're safe to come in and not have to sit through a whole sales pitch with me. I would love to have you there. I would love to help you nail your messaging so that you can grow your business and have the impact that you're here to have. Will you make the money that you're here to make? Because more money in the hands of people who will do good with it is a win.